Video sharing platform TikTok could become part of Microsoft's empire in a matter of weeks after a political ultimatum from Donald Trump. The US president has warned he will ban the Chinese-owned company unless a sale goes ahead by mid-September because of fears user data could be used by the Chinese government. However, New Zealand TikTok users aren't fussed and say the whole issue has become too political. Here's Jonathan Mitchell.
Auckland pop sensation Benny's Super Lonely track has taken the world by storm and become a viral hit on TikTok.
I'm just a loser, shouldn't be with ya.
And South Auckland High School student Josh685 has also been riding the TikTok wave. His breakout single, Laxed Siren Beat, has also gone viral.
Savage love, did somebody break your heart?
And it even has some local political fans.
I deleted Twitter because I don't have time to be on Twitter. I tell you what, I've got a cousin who's on TikTok. Man, is she good. My cousin Cindy, she's amazing.
Because I'm on Twitter.
I think I'm too old to work it out.
Is that what clocks do?
No.
I feel like I'm too old for it.
No, I'm obviously familiar with it. I've featured a couple of times in other people's TikTok, but I do not have it on my phone.
TikTok has become a political issue in the United States. For months now, the White House has been warning that the private information of American users is exposed to China's communist government. Both Beijing and TikTok deny that. However, President Donald Trump has set a time limit on a sale with Microsoft.
I set a date of around September 15th, at which point it's going to be out of business in the United States. But if somebody, and whether it's Microsoft or somebody else, buys it, that'll be interesting.
TikTok is reportedly worth around $50 billion, and President Trump wants a share of that.
Without us, you know, I use the expression, it's like the landlord and the tenant. And without the lease, the tenant doesn't have the value. Well, we're sort of, in a certain way, the lease. We make it possible to have this great success. TikTok's a tremendous success, but a big portion of it's in this country.
The Chinese government is far from impressed by all this, accusing the US of double standards and discriminating against Chinese companies. This voice of a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson has been translated.
The US has been stretching the concept of national security without any evidence and only based on a presumption of guilt. It is threatening certain businesses. It goes against market economy principles and has exposed its hypocrisy in so-called upholding fairness and freedoms.
Auckland TikTok user Michaela Mackey says the ownership won't affect her use of the app.
It's just a good time passer, I guess, in between studying. Yeah. I did see that Donald Trump said he was going to ban it, or Microsoft were going to buy it. My view on it is it's around Chinese censorship and them gathering information from America and any other users that use it, which I understand, but I think that in such a globalized world where everyone's all on the same social network, it is kind of difficult to actually control that.
Adam Ishikawa isn't on the app, but says the whole issue is too political.
Facebook, as you may be aware, they're no different as well. They sell people's privacy online. I think the US is over-concerned. Just leave it as it is.
An Auckland woman agrees most social media companies are the same, but points out Facebook is banned in China.
Whether you use Instagram, Facebook, TikTok or whatever, they're just going to get your personal details regardless. They listen to you on your phone and then they give you adverts as to what you've been Googling or searching or talking about with your family. I think it's another one of Trump's little scams.
Hannah Filmer has watched a few TikTok videos and made a couple herself during lockdown.
Maybe the US is taking things a bit far. They already have all of, the bigger companies. Possibly they could just be a bit more sort of neutral about everything and sort of just leave it for what the people decide they want.
A technology commentator says Donald Trump's concerns about the app are as valid as his fears about immigrants flooding in from Mexico. But Vaughan Davis says everyone should be concerned about giving their personal information to a digital platform, whether it's Microsoft, Facebook, Apple or TikTok.
But that level of concern, I think, is a matter of, you know, it's a personal decision. You know, we share this information in exchange for a free digital service, and we do that with eyes wide open, and if we think it's worth the exchange, we go ahead and do it.
Other commentators say users don't need to panic and remove themselves from the app following President Trump's comments. But with the clock now ticking, the deadline of a sale by mid-September is fast approaching. For Checkpoint, call Jonathan Mitchell, 10A.